lots of familiar faces at the Combine every year. One of them is Kevin Seifert, who we like to bounce some ideas off of and see what he's thinking about the Vikings. General Manager Rick Spielman just had his press conference a few minutes ago, Kevin. Talked about Adrian and Sam and Teddy, lots of different things. Yeah. What's some of your reaction from what he had to say?
Well, it's natural, that, especially the national media, this is their first chance to talk to Rick after the news with Adrian Peterson. And there's going to be a lot of interest because the Vikings left open the possibility that he could come back. So yeah. I think a lot of, from a media perspective, a lot of people are trying to figure out, was that just being polite? Is that what they really want? Are they just simply open-minded and not ruling anything out because there's a decent relationship there? So I think that's a lot of what people were trying to find out. Rick's pretty good at toeing the line there and not necessarily tipping his hand. But I do think that if a lot of things fall in line, it's not totally completely out of the question that he comes back.
And if he doesn't come back, what do the Vikings do at running back, do you think, this offseason? How do you move forward?
I mean, it's a great draft. It's a fortunate year for any team that needs a running back, whether you want a high-end guy, you know, to try to replicate what Ezekiel Elliott did for the Cowboys last year, or if you just are looking for a middle-round type guy that can come in and be a workhorse for you and not necessarily be explosive but certainly be productive. And so there's a lot of variety this year. Teams don't seem quite as determined to avoid running backs in the first round as they once were, maybe because there's some better ones coming up. That's a big part of it, but I think that's the place you look if you're the Vikings. And, you know, it's a great, from a financial and salary cap perspective, it's a great bargain to use a young running back. You have to be really, really married to a guy to want to pay a veteran, whether it's Adrian or anybody, a lot of money to come in and do something that, in a lot of ways, a younger player might be better equipped to do anyway.
If we switch gears a little bit and go to the defense, because we don't want to leave that, you know, unattended. So if you had to nitpick this Vikings defense, which was really good for, you know, 95% of the season, but if you had to nitpick it and try and find an area to get better on defense, how would you do that, and what area would it be?
Well, when you say that, you know, the first thing I think of is linebacker, in part because there's going to be some transition, we assume, with Chad Greenway, you know, moving on, retirement or what have you. That seems like the likeliest thing. And also, I think, and I felt this for a while, and we've talked about it, that, you know, I think that they would love to see more from Anthony Barr, just given where he was drafted, given what we all know about his athleticism, given how he's built and is in a scheme where he can just be a dominant force on every play. And we've seen bits and pieces of that over the years, some plays that not many people could make. He's making them. But not over a consistent period of time. And so as he gets older, you know, there's less likely of a chance of improvement. So you want to see that pretty soon. Eventually a guy is who he is. But I'm sure that they would like, and if I were nitpicking, to see Anthony Barr go from being a, you know, standard starting player in the NFL to being a dominant force, which he still could be.
Kevin, at ESPN does a lot of work with analyzing officiating or like games, critical game situations, next level stats. When you come to the Combine, what are some things in regard to that that maybe you're working on? What are some things that we're going to see from you on ESPN.com?
Yeah, I mean, the Combine's a big source of information on that because a competition committee meets here prior to. There's a lot of things being discussed. One fun thing that's being discussed, at least it's fun for me, is that I think the league realized maybe it went a little bit too far with celebration penalties last year.
Okay.
And, you know, we all saw plays where the guys get a, you know, seem to be having fun, spontaneous, a good time, and they get a 15-yard penalty, and it's a buzzkill. And it doesn't necessarily have impact on the outcome of a game, but it's, you know, it opens the NFL up to a level of mockery they don't need to be. And it doesn't happen too often. I think there was 30 of those kind of penalties out of 40,000 all last year. But I think that there was a recognition about middle of last year that they needed to maybe pull back a little bit. And Roger Goodell mentioned at the Super Bowl that he'd like to see a little bit of a better balance between, you know, sportsmanship but also spontaneity. And so that's something they've been discussing here a good bit, and I wrote about it and it's on the website now on Wednesday, that they're looking for ways to try to establish some guidelines that will allow referees to overlook a few of those harmless celebrations.
Good stuff, man. Thanks for your time, Kevin. Okay. For more from Kevin, go to ESPN.com, check out his stuff. And for more coverage from the Combine, stay right here on Vikings.com.